This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا شباب الأم آن الأوان بدنا عزم وهم وصبر وإيمان
لن بدل وقعنا ونغير وضعنا والإسلام وضعنا بأعلى مكان
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most magnificent, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the universe. We praise Him and we seek His help and His forgiveness, and we seek His protection from the accursed Satan. Whomever Allah guides will never be misguided, and whomever He allows to be misguided will never be guided. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, who is one alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, his companions, and the righteous who follow them until the day of judgment. Ameen. All right, so last time we stopped right before an activity. So I'm going to start from the activity because this is part two. Okay, so I want everyone who's got a paper and a pencil, inshallah, to be able to help me with this. So because the activities are important. The more you guys are able to do the activities, the more you're able to reflect and learn from and think about what you're doing, inshallah. So that you have actually gotten done, like 5 accomplishments that you have completed within the last year. It could be big or small, but 5 things that you've begun and you've actually completed. This is very important because a lot of times people will begin many projects, and this is one of the problems with many of the sisters, is that they'll begin a project, but they'll never complete it. And so what I want you guys to do is I want you to go back and I want you to write down 5 things that you've begun and you've completed within this last year time frame, inshallah. So I'm going to give you just a couple of minutes to go ahead and do that, please. The reason why I made you guys write that down is it's very, very important is because just like what Sister Monique said, sometimes it's really hard for us to realize what our accomplishments have been within this last year. And I'm going to give you guys a couple examples, and then I'm going to ask some of you to give me some examples. So this way that in case you can't think of any, your mind will actually have some brainstorming ideas and what it is that you did. You know what, I like to say one of my accomplishments was that I was actually pregnant and had a baby. So that was a big accomplishment. I went through, it was done. No, but beyond that, what else did you start? Like, you know, we started a project in Ramadan of learning the meaning of Salah. And it was this project that we started and we wanted to do it in the month of Ramadan. And then with the kids and subhanAllah, we completed it. So there's different things that you start and then you have like little deadlines you complete. Others could be, you know, started maybe a exercise program 2 days a week or something. You started changing the way you eat. You started, you made a decision that you were going to call your mom every day and you stuck with that decision. So anything like that, that you began something and you completed it. And it's a sense of accomplishment because you have to actually think about what you're starting and you have to actually put it in your schedule, which is really, really important. And that's why it's something that, you know, it fits with time management because a lot of times people do these things but they don't realize that this is part of time management. And if they didn't put in their schedule, it would not get done. Does anyone want to give us an example of what they've done? Would anyone like to write it down? Just so we can give some more brainstorming ideas for the sisters who can't think of any for themselves because I'm sure everyone has started something and completed something. Okay, mashallah. Mr. Robima. Weight loss for you, mashallah. Mashallah. And this is the thing, is that they started this, alhamdulillah, got married, half Sister Fatima. So they start something and they actually completed it. Yes, absolutely. You've started it and mashallah, you're working on it. But it's the idea of beginning it and holding on to it, and it becomes an accomplishment of yours. Okay, so I hope that this gives you guys some ideas. And like I said, it's very important to think of it, because you have to add these things to your, yeah, mashallah. You have to add these things to your schedule, because if it's not in your schedule, obviously you can't do it. No, Sister Medina. Well, we can see it now, but I don't know what she really means. Okay, so we'll go on from there, inshallah. All right, so now we're going to be discussing, something else we'll be discussing is how you spend your time. This is very, very vital and important to understand. How do you spend your time? And I want you guys to leave me your questions again till the end, inshallah, just so we can focus and get right to the point. So often we spend our time doing things that are wasteful to us. Everyone knows what I'm talking about here, right? Whether that's talking on the phone about useless stuff, watching useless TV shows, or now I should say internet shows, even talking to friends over coffee, just sitting there reading magazines, searching through the internet, reading emails on Facebook. I mean, all of these, they could be good activities, but they can also be useless if we do it too much. And what happens is sometimes, you know, people get into it and they, because they don't have this time management program, they don't have a schedule, they don't have their time divided, what happens is they continue to do the same tasks over and over and over, and they think they're being productive and they're really not. So they're like, oh, maybe somebody emailed me. And so they go back and check it. Oh, maybe somebody, you know, posted something on my Facebook page and maybe I need to respond to it. And people will do this all the time, and really that becomes useless. And we don't realize it, but it really does. It really does. If you spend 2-3 minutes here and there, it's one thing, but I will see people just wasting hours on this stuff. You know, they'll go on the news and they'll read everything that happened. And I'm like, you could have memorized like 3 surahs, mashallah, by that time. So it's not bad. I mean, I read the news, I go to Facebook, I post my stuff, but there's, you got to give yourself a limited time, okay? And so now the next step is very, very important and vital, and for all of you guys to do, is I want you guys to start thinking of activity grid, okay? An activity grid. I want you guys to think, the way I have an activity grid for myself personally is probably going to be different than each one of you. It depends on what you're comfortable with, but I actually have a real schedule. Like a real schedule for 12 months of the year that has like a whole page or half a page, a big 8x11, and it says the date, and I can put in whatever I want in my schedule. I'm not really an online person to do that kind of stuff. Some people do it online. They have, you know, Outlook and all these other things, but I have like a real schedule. And so this is my activity grid. And so what I do is with my schedule is I write down everything that I'm going to do on a daily basis, okay? So you need to have that same thing, inshallah. If you want to be able to manage your time, you need to have some kind of scheduling device. Just like people need an alarm clock to wake up if they can't wake up, this is your daily planner, inshallah. And I know you probably heard this and you know people, and you think you don't need it. You need it. You really need it if you want to manage your time, because it will keep you in control. Just like the salahs 5 times a day, keeps us in control and intact. So if we go off at something, or we change, or our behavior gets bad, or we yell or something, when we go back to pray and we connect with Allah, we ask Allah for forgiveness, we ask Allah for patience, we ask Allah for guidance, we ask Allah to help us. And you see that those salahs are so important to us Muslims, to our iman. It's so important that if we don't have those, a'udhu billah, we would start to slowly stray to a whole new level, because we don't pray and we don't ask Allah for that help. But because we have those 5 times a day, it kind of keeps us on that path, alhamdulillah. And a schedule is the same kind of, you need a schedule to keep you on the path to manage your time and to make sure that you're not wasting it. So here we go, we have that activity grid, right? And you write it down, you're going to write down all of the daily activities that I want you, what I want you guys to do for yourself, okay? Is I want you to take a piece of paper, or you can do it online, but basically write down 1 week's worth of stuff that you've done this last week. So Monday, what was it, the most important thing you got done Monday? What is all the things you did? So you woke up, you gave your kids a bath, you made breakfast. What else did you do? I want you to write down for a week. And then I want you to reflect on it. I want you to read it and say, you know, what did I get done? And by writing all of these daily activities and you're doing this for a week, you're going to start noticing that there's patterns of things that take place daily. And these are things that you never really noticed late before. You noticed them, but it didn't bother you. And sometimes you're aware of it, but now you're going to be forced. You're going to be forced to recognize that you must change those habits in order to accomplish more. So this is vital to your success, sisters. It's vital. You need to not only write it down, but you need to be able to look back and say, okay, it looks like from the schedule that I've done, and if you need to, and you don't remember everything last week, I'd suggest start today or tomorrow. Start tomorrow, inshallah, and write it for a week. And then look back at it and see, when you look at it and say, wow, I spent like 3 hours on Facebook, and I spent like 1 hour on the phone, and it wasn't productive, and I spent like, you know, 1 hour just laying in bed, and I couldn't sleep. And so you start to notice the gaps in your time, and you start to notice, what could these 4 hours be used for, or more, depending on, you know, how much you're doing and what else you're doing in your life. So by writing it down, it makes you aware and it forces you to recognize your habits in order for you to change your habits and to be able to accomplish more, inshallah. So and once, like I said, you look back at them, you're going to discover what times of the day you're at your peak, when you're at your best and you perform the most productive amount of work, and when you're the most tired and you don't do much and you're just kind of like, not to say lollygagging, but just kind of burned out. Again, it goes during different times of the day and stuff. So this activity grid, this scheduling, this is going to teach you many things, including obviously what time of the day you should be working on your most important tasks. So let's just say you wake up at 5 a.m. for Tahajjud and Salah is like at 6:30. At 5 to 6:30, that's your most productive time. So what do you do during that time? You know, do you wake up and do you read like 30 minutes of Quran? And then what do? And then from after 6:30, you notice 6:30 to 8 is you're still doing good. You're still on a high. You just had a little bit of breakfast after Salah. You're doing good. What are you doing at that time? So that's the time you should be doing your most productive stuff. You should be working on whatever is most important to you. Like for me, it's practicing my Quran because I have my Quran classes. It's homeschooling my kids. It's, you know, if I have to answer anything important, if I have to send out any contract, it would be during that time I would try to get the most important stuff out because I'm at my peak and I'm focused. Even though my kids aren't and they get me out of focus and the baby starts to cry and I have to nurse. But, you know, overall I'm saying that's, you're going to have things come in the way, but you have to just look at when are you at your peak? When are you the most active? Okay. And the tasks that are most difficult and time-consuming should be done at a time when you have the most energy, the most energy. So let's just say you want to, you know, lose weight, and you really, really want to lose weight, and you've been saying, okay, I'm going to exercise, inshallah. Well, you want to exercise, but you notice you don't do it if you do it after 8 in the morning because you're too tired. You give yourself all these excuses. You have to do this. You have to. So if your peak is at 7 o'clock right after Fajr Salah, then you should put that in right at that time. Right after Fajr, I'm going to put my workout clothes on and I'm going to go walk and run or do the treadmill, whatever you have. You just right then do it. Because if you do not do it right then, it will not get done, sisters. We know that, right? How many of you know that? If it doesn't get done right when you have the most energy, it will not get done. Because then you get tired and you give yourself every excuse. And you say, I'm going to start tomorrow, inshallah, and tomorrow doesn't seem to be coming for you. So you got to remember, the hardest task of yours has to happen at your peak time. And you have to, and the only way you're going to know when it's your peak time is by writing your daily schedule, monitoring and looking at it for a week and seeing when is your best time, inshallah. That's usually, sometimes sisters know their best time, but I would advise writing everything down and looking back at it because I think it'll be more beneficial, inshallah. Okay. So now that we have that out of the way, right, the daily schedule, the activity grid is also going to help you realize how much time you're wasting on things that are not helping you or things that are using your time but are not productive for your career, for your family, for your deen. I tell you this because, I mean, I love my family just like all of you guys, and it's nice to talk to our family, but, you know, yeah. The year goes by and you don't realize how much time we wasted. And we know that Surah Al-Asr, what does it tell us? By the time, Allah swears by the time to us. But what happens is, you know, I have a beautiful sister, mashallah, like my real sister, and I only have one sister. But I know when she calls me, mashallah, it becomes like a 30-minute, sometimes 40-minute conversation just about normal things. Okay, what have you been up to? What did you do? You know, just catching up because she lives in California and I'm in Indiana and we don't. So what happens is we don't talk on the phone every day. We talk on the phone maybe once every 3 or 4 days. And it's really not because I don't love her, but I just feel like, okay, what did that conversation really do besides how are you? How's everything? Wow, mashallah, he started a new class. Wow, that's great. You know, it's not very productive for me. And so unless it's very productive for either one of us, I feel like we're both wasting time. So we kind of leave, you know, the small talk, and we'll try to do that if we need to really do that. And she needs to, like, just relax. And we try to do it at a time when it's not our peak, where it's a time where I'm like, okay, the baby's nursing and the kids are just kind of, you know, doing their thing. So then I'll take 30 minutes and I'm nursing her and I can't do much else. That's when I'll call and I'll talk to her. And she'll be the same way. So you don't want to do that kind of stuff at your peak. Same thing when I'm talking to my parents. I get to talk to them daily, but I do it when I'm doing stuff that doesn't require so much more attention. So if I'm pumping milk or nursing or whatever, that's when I'm talking to my parents as well. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like I'm on my relaxed time, and it's not my peak time where I'm focused and I have to sit down and do stuff. And so you want to realize that. You want to realize that when you're doing things, what are you wasting your time on that's not productive? And you notice that you're doing a little, you need to start cutting that out. You have to cut that out and change it and change your schedule to what you need to get done. So if you're a person, a procrastinator, who said, I need to go and learn how to read the Quran. Let's just say, I need to go learn how to read the Quran, and I need to get a teacher for 30 minutes a day. But then you go, well, I don't have any time. I don't have any time to do this because, look, subhanAllah, I've got to work, I've got this, I've got that, and you give yourself all the excuses, mashallah. But what you don't realize is that you talk 30 minutes on the phone every day with a friend or somebody, and it's like useless talk. You can cut out that 30 minutes and focus it on Quran class. You know, or you can cut out that extra 30 minutes that you're on the internet for Quran class. Or, you know, so it's not just for Quran, but anything else. If you say, okay, I want to go learn the deen. I mean, honestly, you know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if your today is not better than your yesterday, or if your tomorrow is not better than your today, then we're basically losers. Every single day that comes, we have to do something different, something more to become better than yesterday. Or else we're losers. We haven't done anything. We've lost ourselves. So if this is what the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us, then you have to come back and say, think about it. Is my tomorrow going to be better than my today, inshallah? What am I going to do tomorrow that's more beneficial? Does that mean, for example, you're doing another 30 minutes of Quran class, or you're learning more Quran? Are you taking another class on deen? Are you exercising an extra 5 minutes? Are you pushing yourself? How are you pushing yourself to make your tomorrow better than your today? How? What are you doing? And we have to constantly think about this. And there are days like where you're tired and you need to rest, and that's fine. We're human. But overall, you got to have to say that, what did I do today that has made me better than yesterday? What? Can I say that I've done anything more? And if you can say no, then you have to remember the hadith. And you have to remember, where do we stand on that? And so, like I said, if you're spending too much time chatting or talking or wasting it on things that have really no benefit to you, then you need to change that. Instead of, and this is for all the sisters who go to work, if you notice that you're chatting with your colleagues more than you need to and talking to them, maybe you need to stop. Maybe you need to just do it once a week, like Friday, inshallah, before Jummah Salah or after Jummah Salah, you can go out and eat and just chat about the issues of the week and what happened. And the rest of the week, just focus on work so you can get more things done and be more productive, inshallah. You know? And this will help you in your job. Obviously, it'll help you. You'll be more productive and you'll be an asset to your company, wherever you're working. So I really want you guys to, you know, I want to emphasize on that tremendously, because we don't do it enough. We don't do it enough, and we keep thinking, oh, I can't do it, oh, I need to do it, and all these excuses come, and I'm saying, cut out the excuses, make a schedule, and follow it, inshallah. Will you be 100% following it all the time? No. Things will come up, and that's okay, that's life. But you should be able to have 90% of it. You know, if I don't have a schedule, and I tell you, like, when the end of the year comes, like December, and I don't have the new schedule for the new year, because sometimes it's not out until January, I get like panicky because I'm like, I have all the stuff that I need to write for next year, inshallah, and I have no place to write it. And I'm afraid I'm going to lose my information. And so that's how vital it is to be thinking. It's good to think about the future, but not to obviously, you know, delay the present. Obviously, you need to do your best in the present, but you should always be planning in case we're here, you know, the next day, and we can do better for it, you know, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so with that being said, let's go to the next thing. We have another activity to do. Okay, I hope everyone's ready with their paper and pencils or typewriters, or actually not typewriters, but your keyboards. Okay, I want you to write down for me now 5 things that you feel, without even having done a daily grid yet. You haven't done that yet, but I want you to write down 5 things that you feel waste most of your time every day. 5 things that you feel waste most of your time. Be it talking on the phone, talking to people, being on the internet. I mean, I want you guys to write down 5 things, and then inshallah, I want you guys to share some with me, inshallah. So I'm going to give you just a couple of minutes to go ahead and do that. Okay, so you guys are already kind of starting to see your pattern. You guys are already kind of starting to see it, right? You don't get it. Okay, so there's obviously a few things. The first most important thing is thinking about your pattern. I want you guys to realize when you're looking and you're seeing your pattern and you're noticing that you're wasting your time, how does that make you feel inside you? How does that make you feel? Because by the end of the day, each one of us knows, yeah? Absolutely. All right. There's a dua on laziness. Do you know the dua, Sister Tahir? Unproductive. Yeah. It's true. That's exactly how we're supposed to go. Yep. Okay. So here's my thing too, really quick. First of all, there's a dua. Inshallah, I will post it on my Facebook fan page, the dua for laziness. I see in Arabic and obviously in English, but you need to make that dua often for laziness. That's a big one because obviously we obviously go through that. But one other thing I want to tell you guys before I go to the next point, inshallah, is besides, you know, obviously saying the dua and asking Allah for help, is going back and thinking, one of the things that really, really motivates me is thinking, okay, if today was my last day and I was living on this earth, what things must I do every day to be sure that, you know, that my last day went well? What things must I complete? And so for me, for example, my mind is, okay, I must wake up at Tajid and pray. I must. I must, you know, obviously do my 5 times a day salah. I must read Quran. I must obviously try to keep myself intact. And so coming back in, this is something that, inshallah, might be able to help you because, you know, none of us know when our last day is. Only Allah knows. And so if you kind of think about it that way, and really that's how my book, Imagine That Today Is Your Last Day, came out, was that if you think of every day as being your last day, it's going to kind of kick the laziness out of you a little bit. Because if you knew, the doctors came and told you, you only have 4 hours to live. That's all. You're going to die. And you're going to go see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 24 hours. How would you spend those 24 hours? Would you call your family members and reconciliate with them? And if they're angry at you, would you apologize? Would you read more Quran? Would you focus on your salah more? How would you be if you knew you only had 24 hours to live? And this is, and we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that your last deed is your best deed. So the best deed is, you know, by dying with a really great deed, you know, obviously, you're going to be in better shape, inshallah. So your last deeds need to be really good, inshallah, you know. So my question is, would you not be more productive on that day to make sure that you closed and tied up all the loose ends? Yeah, all of a sudden we would spend so much more time reading, Quran, praying, saying I'm sorry to people. We would change our whole attitude because we're about to go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we want Allah to be pleased with us, right? This is how you should be thinking every single day of your life, because obviously nobody knows when our last day is going to be here. And this alone should kick out the shaitan from you, in the sense of pushing you and forcing you to do the right thing. So if it's your last day, you should be exercising, because every day you're doing it for the sake of Allah. Because if you don't exercise, you're not going to have that energy to be able to worship Allah the way He wants to be worshipped. Because laziness isn't something good for us, right? And so it kind of goes into that. Now let's go to the activity. Okay, we just did activity. Let's go to the action plan. Now we're going to make an action plan, inshallah. An action plan is a list of all the tasks you need to carry out in order to achieve your main objective, okay? So we're all going to have an action plan, sisters. In order to succeed, you must have an action plan. Okay, so let's just say you have to work on this big project to have a fundraiser. Nowadays, you can have fundraisers in so many different ways, but we're going to kind of, I'm going to go over with what I'm doing. Do the fundraiser, like a webinar fundraiser, what we're doing. You know what we're doing with Dr. Bilal right now. So you've got this fundraiser that you want to do. And so what you need to do is you need to write down all the action plans of everything that you need to have to take place before you actually make that schedule, and to be able to carry out a great fundraiser and make it very successful, inshallah. You need to write down everything, right? You need to write down. So I'll tell you, like, you need to write down, first of all, what is the date of the fundraiser? Are there going to be any speakers on there? How long is it going to be? Where is it going to be held? Where are you going to market? All of this stuff, inshallah. You need to have this whole action plan. Before you move to the next level, you need to have that action plan. So having that, now you're working on one, sister, here, an action plan for a fundraiser. Alhamdulillah. So having that, all of that written down, you drop the plans, and then you think, okay, how am I going to do it? How slowly am I going to do it? How fast am I going to do it? How much time do you have? Obviously, if you have a week, you have to move first much faster than if you have a month. Who's going to help me? Who's going to be involved with me? Who's going to work on what? All of that has to be taken care of, right? And it's the same thing for college. You know, people who want to go to college and they want to graduate college, what do they have to do? They have to kind of draw this like 5-year plan, 4-year plan on how they're going to finish college, inshallah. What classes they're going to take, when they're going to take them, what projects are going to be similar or different, what is their plan of action, and how long is it going to take them? I mean, each class, if you have to take 3 biology classes, you know that's going to take you obviously 3 quarters or 3 semesters to complete it. And so certain things can't happen. You know you have to take, you know, level 1, level 2, and level 3. You can't take level 3 before level 2 just because it's available. You have to go in those orders. So you need to have this action plan to be able to mark out how long it's going to take you to do certain things. And if something is going to take you about 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks, like the fundraiser, inshallah, but you do it in a week and a half, alhamdulillah. And then you can write down so that you're aware and that you have time to add other stuff in case emergency situations come up. You have to give yourself enough time to be able to complete that. Okay, so now I'm going to go back and I'm going to give you something that I'm sure a lot of the sisters probably like. The whole weight loss thing, right? How do we lose weight? How do we lose weight? How do we put that in our schedule? Okay, if you want to lose, obviously, like I said, 30 pounds, let's just say you want to lose 30 pounds, then you need to sit there and say, how many pounds would that be a week? If you said that's 2 pounds a week, which is average and it's pretty healthy, that's about 8 pounds a month, right? 8 times what is 30? 8 times 4, let's just say 4 months, give and take. So 4 months, you can lose 30 pounds, inshallah, 4 months. But let's just say it's taking you a little bit more time and there's days where you don't exercise or you eat more, that you give yourself 6 months that you want to lose 30 pounds. Well, in that 6 months, what's your plan? Now you wrote written down, in 6 months, I'll lose 30 pounds, inshallah, right? So let's just say it's February 18th, let's see, March, April, May, June, July, August. August 18th, you've got to lose 30 pounds, inshallah. Now you come back and you say, that's how much? 2 pounds a week. Right? 2 pounds a week. With it being 2 pounds a week, then you turn around and say, okay, what do I need to do to lose 2 pounds a week, which is average. It's not crazy losing weight. Well, I obviously need to eat, you know, healthy, and I need to exercise. So what happens? When's my peak time? My peak time is between 5 in the morning to 7 in the morning. Great. So after Salah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for 30 minutes, and I'm going to exercise. I'm going to either go on the treadmill, either do an aerobics video, whatever you want to do. Okay, here's your 30 minutes daily. It's in your schedule. That's it. It's in your schedule. And then you turn around and say, okay, now I need to eat healthy. How am I going to do that? Well, you turn it around and you say, now you put your whole menu for food, right? You make a menu. And you could even make a menu up to 6 months, inshallah, if you needed to. You could do that. But let's just say you do a monthly menu. You make up your monthly menu and you write down exactly what you're going to need for breakfast, for snacks, lunch, and dinner, inshallah. Now, it might not be 100% that way, but overall it will be. And you can even give yourself off maybe the weekend if you want. Now, I wouldn't go crazy when you're off. You don't have to eat two cheeseburgers to make up for the rest of the week. You don't have to have double fries and double shakes and double everything just so you can make up. But you have to come back and you have to, you know, focus on it and say, how is this going to help me, inshallah? And make up that schedule for yourself. So once you have that, so now you have a final plan. You've got 6 months, everything's written down. Now it comes back to the time of you actually implementing it. So you come back and you say, how am I going to implement this, inshallah? So how do you do that? How do you implement it? You actually have a to-do list. You have a to-do list. I know a lot of people probably don't like this, but you know, all you sisters know that all of us who are married, alhamdulillah, we need, if we want our husbands to get anything done, we must give them a to-do list. If we want them to get more chores done than one on a single day, they must have a to-do list, or else only one thing will get done. And then he'll say, you didn't tell me anything else. You just told me to, for example, clean the garage. Okay? You didn't tell me to clean the car too. I mean, why didn't you tell me if you wanted me to clean it, right? So we also need these to-do lists, sisters. We also need them. It's very, very vital for us to have them in order to succeed, not just giving it to other people. All right. So with a to-do list, you're going to write down all the most important tasks on the top list of the list and the least important on the bottom. So, for example, on a daily basis, you have to, like for me, I'll tell you what's my to-do list. I have to have Quran class, inshallah. I have to have Quran practice. I have to homeschool my children. Obviously, I have to nurse and pump milk. And then more than anything, obviously, when it's salat time, Ramadan goes up, everything stops, it's salat time. Okay, so these are the most important things. Now, what is the least important? Well, I have to, you know, edit some stuff. I have to check through some emails, answer emails. I have to upload articles or blogs or other stuff. Those are things that, you know, it would be nice if it got done, but they're least important to me. Because, you know, if they don't get done, I'm not going to stress out. If these other things, they must get done. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. They must get done. And so that's kind of what you need to do. You need to make a list. Like if you get that daily schedule like I have, you need to make a list. And on the top, you need to write your most important things that must get done daily, inshallah. And on the bottom, you must write down the least important things that if they get done, alhamdulillah. If they don't, alhamdulillah. It's not a big deal. It shouldn't stress you out that much. This list will allow you to organize them and make sure that you do not forget anything that needs to get done. And that also you don't get stressed out when you forget to do important tasks because it's there. Like if I have to book hotel rooms when I'm going to speak, it's on the top of my to-do list. I have to get that done or else the day comes and I don't have it. If I need to print out maps, I have to get those done. And so I usually put the important stuff on the top. And depending on obviously time-wise how much time I have. But here's the problem, sisters. One of the major problems with the to-do list is that you seem to have so much to do. All of a sudden, when sisters start writing, they're like, oh, I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do this. And what happens is they get overwhelmed. They get overwhelmed. There's so much to do. And then what happens? Nothing gets done. It goes back to point A. We literally, it's almost like we freeze up, and a lot of stuff gets back on the back burner, and nothing really gets done. Now, don't overdo it. So that's my next thing. Don't overdo it. Make it, obviously, and put it where it's not crazy, where you can handle, not overdone. All right, so there's another activity. I want you guys to write down a couple of things. I want you to write down 5 things that you have to get done on a daily basis, that you have to get done, inshallah. What are 5 things that you have to get done? And then after you write down those 5 things, I want you to make an action plan for them, and I want you to write them on the top of your to-do list, breaking them into, like, small parts every day. So, for example, whether that's Quran practice, whether that's giving your children a bath, taking them to school, what are 5 things you must get done daily? That's priority. I want you guys to go ahead and write that down, please. So now that you've written these 5 things that you have to get done, did you make an action plan right now? Did you make an action plan, like with a to-do list? How are you going to get them done, inshallah? Got to be motivated. You really got to want to get them done. I'm going to ask you guys a simple question. I want to see what your answer is going to be. How many of you sisters, and I want you to respond by writing me, how many of you sisters want to lose weight? Just out of curiosity. How many of us are not working out? Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, so being this the case, you know, if this is the case for the majority of sisters saying you want to lose weight, let me ask you a question. If the doctor came and told you, you've got diabetes, and if you don't change the way you're eating, you're going to start getting limbs cut off. One arm, the next arm, one leg, the next leg. Are you going to change the way you eat and exercise? How many of you are going to say yes? You're going to, okay, alhamdulillah. So with that being said, if you're going to say yes, and you're going to say, I'm going to do it inshallah, then why are you not doing it? Do you know how easy it is to get diabetes, subhanAllah, and go through that? I worked in a nursing home, and I actually saw a woman. I actually saw a woman in her 50s who had gotten diabetes, and she was not changing the way she was eating, and so they cut off one hand. And she still didn't change the way she ate, and they cut off another hand. And she still didn't change the way they eat. They cut off her leg. They cut off her leg. And subhanAllah, she died after that. After the third limb, she died. And I was like, Ya Rabbi, what was it going to take her to change the way she ate? She still wanted to drink her Coke, and she didn't want to change. And so I say that to you guys, saying, that's why it's so important. And I want you guys to think like that, to think, you know, what if the doctor came to me, I had no choice? Imagine that. You know, that's, and for us, we're supposed to be eating to live, not living to eat. We're supposed to be turning that around. And so I want you guys to think of these things as you're putting this, because I know a lot of sisters struggle with this. Because subhanAllah, we live in a society where there's so much food and there's so much good stuff out there, and we continue to overfeed our bellies. But I want you guys to think, when will I change? And when will it be too late? You know, this is important for us. So with that being said, I'm going to go back now to saying, we're going to take it to the next chapter, because wow, it's mashallah, it's 5:46 already. Okay, I got to go a little bit faster pace, because in case you guys have questions. The next thing we're going to talk about is delegating, delegating, delegating. How many of you guys like the word delegating? Telling other people what to do. Yeah, I love that one too, okay? So delegating, this is something very important, very difficult for a lot of leaders to do, but in order for you to be successful, you must delegate work to others, okay? And the great part of delegating is for you to allow others to make decisions and feel responsible. It also obviously takes some stress off of you. Okay, delegating obviously depends on how much authority you have and you want to give away, okay? We all know that micromanaging and doing everything according your way, if you're like that, then delegation is going to be very, very hard for you. But if you want peace of mind and you want to get more things done, then you have to delegate. Okay, so the hardest part of delegation is who is going to get the job done. Who's going to get the job done? And I would say finding people that are they're good at this stuff is very important. Okay, so if you have a bunch of stuff on your list, right, and you have, I need to get laundry done, I need to get the dishes done, I need to cook, I need to go shopping, I mean, there's a lot of things on your list. You have to figure out, okay, how am I going to get this stuff done? Who's going to help me? If that's, you know, your spouse, if that's your children, I mean, you've got to learn to be able to delegate. Like, you know, in my house, obviously, there's a lot of things that have to get done. So when I'm in Quran class, and if the baby's awake, I delegate and give her to Alia. And I say, Alia, here you go, honey. Watch your sister. Here's her pumped milk, and take care of her while I'm in Quran class. So I'm delegating, even though I'd like to take care of the baby and I like to nurse. But at that moment, I've made a, you know, decision that Quran is very important to me. The same thing, you know, she'll have the dishes. The boys will clean up the area we eat. You know, one person gets to vacuum. And so I delegate. And if I can't pray, I'm like, all right, you're the leader. You're going to lead in salah. You're going to lead everyone. So it's to make sure that things get done. Everyone has to do it. You know, my husband, I am like, all right, you can do the shopping because you're out when you're coming home from work, inshallah, or when you go to the masjid, can you, here's the list, can you do the shopping? And so that is so important. In order for us to be successful, we definitely need to delegate. We definitely need to delegate. And so if you guys want certain things to get done, then you guys need to delegate as well. You need to be able to, whether it's with your children, with your family members, with other moms, be able to learn how to delegate and to be able to do it with them. Okay? So this is important. And you have to realize, obviously, everyone can't do everything. But when they're old enough, they're certain ages that obviously people can do something. The boys can go. There's always someone to delegate to, sister. In the case there's no one to delegate, it would obviously be you can switch with other moms. So let's just say you and another mom can say, okay, you watch my kids for 3 hours this day, and I'll watch your kids for 3 hours on Wednesday. And that 3 hours that you have on Wednesday, you could do your laundry, you could do your shopping, you could do like 5, 6 things because you have a three-hour time span where you have no kids or nothing else, that you focus just on those petty things that have to get done. So there's so many different ways to be creative about it, but you got to do it, inshallah. And you could do it. You just kind of have to, you know, like I said, get in charge and start making it happen, inshallah. Now, you know, sometimes what happens here is obviously when you're managing others and you're checking the checklist and you're telling them to do it, and especially at work, it kind of gets hard, you know, because you're kind of always, did you get this done? Did you get do that? I mean, it's like, you almost kind of feel like a boss, you know. Did you finish your this? Did you finish your that? Did you get this done? Because you're delegating. But really, you have to remember that it's for the best. If you don't delegate, it's going to take so much more time of yours, and you won't get as much as you want to get done. And sometimes you guys will need a coach to do that. I'll be honest with you, you know. Some people will need a coach to get that done and to do that and to help them ask the questions and to kind of push them and motivate them. And obviously, you know, all of the big athletes have coaches and all those people, and because they know that they'll get lazy and they need someone to push them. So if that comes to you, then you have to think of, okay, who can hold me responsible? And you get another sister, again, someone to hold you responsible to make sure that you're getting that stuff done, you know, kind of helping you and you helping them at the same time. All right, so right now I want you guys to write down really quick 5 things that you want to delegate to other people. Absolutely. Okay, with that being said, let's go to the next thing. We're going to start working smarter and not harder. Wow, this is my favorite part. How do you work smarter and not harder? Okay, I'll tell you guys something. You know, one of the things I do, there's a lot of things that can be done that you can technically do, but it's a waste of time for you. And so whether it's hiring help or exchanging work with someone else or doing something like that, you can get it done. And I'll kind of tell you what we did, a neighbor of mine and I. My neighbor is really cool, mashallah, mashallah. She's an awesome sister. And what happened was I had like my strengths and my skills, and she had hers. And she said, when I had the baby, she said, Zohar, let's do something together. And I said, all right. She said, how about this? How about I cook for you a couple of times a week, and I clean your house for you, because those are the things that I dislike the most because it just takes too much time. And in exchange for that, you know, and I'll babysit the baby a couple of times a week. In exchange for that, then how about you coach me on certain things, and how about you coach my daughter on how to write a book? And I was like, oh, that sounds great. Why not, all right? I mean, I'm spending time-wise, I'm giving her my time by coaching her and teaching her, and in return, she's doing things for me that I don't like to do, which is cooking, cleaning, doing the laundry, etc. Okay? So with that being said, we kind of came up with this plan, and that's how delegation kind of starts. So this is working smarter and not harder. I did what I'm good at, and she does what she's good at. Is that making sense? Okay? So you take your time, you delegate to others to get things done, and you're able to help do other stuff. And again, like I said, there's some things that really literally take, you know, a web developer. Maybe 10, 15 minutes to do it because he or she is talented in that area. They've worked years in it. They know how to do it. But if I was to go and open this website and try to do this stuff, it would take me probably hours, maybe a day or two. So wouldn't it be smarter for me to give $10 to him to do that job than me spending 2 days and trying to do it? Right? Wouldn't that be smarter? So now you got to think about that, because that's how you get work smarter and not harder, right? And you always want to think of results-oriented. Like I said, you want to think results-oriented, and you want to think of a way that you can make this happen. You know, some of you might not like this saying, but they say there's many ways to skin a cat, you know, and there's many ways for us to get our job done. You have to be open-minded to the fact that others can help you, that you can delegate, and that you can be able to exchange jobs with other people, inshallah. And that's what happens when you're results-oriented. Now, I'll kind of give you guys a little thing, something that I'm doing. I'm working on this project right now, and it's really, really a great big project, and I'm working on it, and I needed some volunteers because it was too much for me to do alone, and it would be very costly if I hired people. So I said, okay, let me see if I can get some volunteers to help me. And with that being said, subhanAllah, I kind of put up this post on my Facebook, and mashallah, I got more than like 25 replies of volunteers. And I was like, send in your resumes, I'm going to look. And by doing that, I was able to weed out the best of the best who I thought had potential and say, okay, I want you guys to be part of this team. And once I told them the vision and what I wanted to do with my volunteer thing, people were just like, I mean, the sister was like, the hair on my skin is standing. I totally want to do this, mashallah. I'm so excited. I mean, they were jumping to help me get these tasks done because it was such a big project for the ummah, inshallah. And if Allah wills and it's successful, inshallah, it's going to be a great sadaqah jariyah for all of us who's working on it. And so I come back to you guys saying, okay, here I am. I have this big, I see the results. I know what I want and I know how to get done, but I need a group of people to help me. And because it's so costly, I thought, how can I get this a different way? And so this is how my volunteers help, mashallah. So that's kind of how I want you to think, okay? And the last thing I want to talk about before we go into questions is modeling successful people. It's so important to realize that there's so many people out there who you may respect and admire. And obviously, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all of the messengers of Allah, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them. We have the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. We have so many role models, mashallah, the great imams. May Allah have mercy on them. All of these are role models, and their role models are, and they're just the most successful people, and they've achieved some kind of greatness, obviously, in our perspective. But even people from the dunya, people who have lost weight, people who have change, people who, you know, do all these great things. There's so many people. And if you can have a role model, somebody who's done what you want to get done, you know, someone you admire who's done what you want to get done, and you kind of follow their path, you know, you follow what they're doing, you follow their path, and you remember that if they could do it, you could do it, you know. Look for the role model who's been there and done that, and that's going to improve your chances of success much faster. Sometimes you might not find it. There's so many things I want to get done, and obviously there's not role models in that area, but there's other role models I have that have done so many great things that I just look up to them. And so you kind of look at that, and you have to remember there's a lot of people who, when they've achieved greatness, they either write books or they coach others or they speak, or, you know, they're out there giving that advice. And so it's easier for you to learn from these people, inshallah. And so modeling successful people, it's going to show you that success is possible to achieve, but you have to figure out a way to obtain it. And it's really, really not as difficult as it looks, but you could do it, sisters. It's really out there. You can do it, you know. And the last activity I want to just go through before we go to Q&A real quick is I want you guys to write down 5 people that you could see as your role models that you want to learn more from. For example, someone who's lost weight, manage their money, manage their time, manage their deen, you know. Who are 5 people that you could actually look up to and say, mashallah, that's great, and I can learn from them, and kind of go and analyze their life and see how you can learn from them, inshallah. I want you to write that down because role models are very important, sister. All right, now that that's done, let's go straight into Q&A, and it's going to be about time management, so let's keep it focused on time management. I will take questions so I can answer them, inshallah, and then it's going to be Maghrib Salah soon, so we can try to do this. And then, inshallah, whoever's missed this, you guys will listen to it, inshallah, soon. How do you deal with nothing to do and too much free time? You know what? You fill your schedule, Sister Rohima. You fill your schedule before Shaitan fills it. This is the biggest thing, is you fill it up by getting stuff to do and making, you know, a dream, a goal, a vision for yourself. That's how you kind of do it. So what happens is you kind of come up with this vision, this plan for yourself, and get your life on track. Once you got your life on track, you're going to have so much things to do, subhanAllah. There is going to be no such thing as free time. You're going to be wondering, how can you get people to help you? Because there's so much to do. So definitely, I mean, there's so much to do, mashallah. It's coming back down and putting a plan together for your life, inshallah, inshallah. And that's what a lot of times people don't do that. They don't plan their life, and so Shaitan plans it for them. And not in the way, in a bad way, like everything, but in so many ways he steals from you. And so inshallah, if you could do it like that, it would be so much better. Again, one of the best things, Sister Zohal, would be, like, if you have the motivation and desire and you're starting a project but you're not completing it, then you're definitely going to need 2 things. You're going to need a coach, someone to push you and keep you on track, or you're going to need someone else to hold you accountable, a good friend or someone to say, okay, look, here, I'm going to hold you accountable, you're going to do it, and you hold me accountable. So two friends could do that for each other, but not friends in the sense where you're buddy-buddy and you say, it's okay, you didn't work out, no big deal. No, you say, what do you mean you didn't work out? What are you talking about? You get angry at them. You pout a little bit, you know? What are you talking about? Tomorrow you're going to do 1 hour because you missed 30 minutes today. I'm going to double work you out tomorrow. So you need someone to hold you accountable and to help you not go from one thing to another and get scattered. So if you have the motivation, you have the desire, but you can't focus, you're going to need obviously a way to come back and get focused, inshallah. How to go from vicious circle, giving myself excuses, trivial being depressed. Yeah, that's a very, very good question, Sister Hanya. Really, it comes back down again by planning your life, inshallah. One thing I've noticed that many people do, they don't plan their life. And in the sense of, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, is the qadr of Allah, everything that happens and goes on in our lives, and we don't know what's out there. But we do need to have a plan for our life. It's like, you know, if you were to go from here to California, would you just sit in the car and start driving? Or would you get a map, and would you try to figure out from here, where's point A, point B, where are you going to spend the night and all that, how are you going to do it? If you need a map and you're going to go through all that, that's exactly what you need for your life. You need to have a vision, a goal, a dream, and what is it that you want to complete and how do you want to complete it? And within that vision, goal, and dream, you can do other stuff as well, you know. But if you don't have that big vision, that goal, and the dream to what you want your legacy to be, what you want your life to be, then you're just going to be like a dog chasing its tail in circles. And you'll never catch it and you'll never understand it. So I'd say one of the things you could do, Sister Hanya, that might be beneficial to you is I wrote this book called 9 Steps to Achieve Your Destiny. And it's a book that has been approved by many of the scholars, mashallah, including Dr. Bilal Phillips. You get this book, it's like $5.95, the ebook. I recommend getting it, reading it, and doing every activity at the end of it. Because by the end of the 9th chapter, inshallah, you should have a plan for your life, inshallah. You should have a vision, a goal, and say, okay, this is what I want to do. And in that book, you're going to go through 9 different steps to try to figure that out for yourself. So this way you can plan to live instead of living to plan. You know, instead of being scattered, you'll have something, inshallah. Okay, how do you deal with your spare time while your husband's at work? From morning to night. Oh, I don't have any spare time, but how do you deal with it? I'll tell you that again, Sister Fatima, if you had a plan, if you had something that you envisioned that you wanted to do and you were working on every day, then you wouldn't have any of these issues. You know, you would. Sorry, how come this thing can't? 1 second. I'm trying to go up, but this is okay. Hold off the questions just a moment because you guys are going too fast and I can't answer them. If you had obviously a question, a plan, you would have so much stuff to do that you wouldn't have anything else to bother you, inshallah. That's what you really need, is you need to have your stuff together, basically. And the best way to do that is kind of discover yourself and obviously unleash the power within you. Okay, I'm trying to get to the next question. Lost it. 1 second. Don't write any more for just a second so I can just read these questions. Okay. Bismillah, let's go. How do you juggle so many projects at one time without slipping on one? Oh, you're going to slip here and there, Sister Tahira. No big deal. It's okay. That's life. You slip, you get up, and you walk again. No big deal. You just kind of juggle them to the best of your ability. You know, you do it to the best of your ability, and you take it one day at a time. And if you fall, you get back up. It's okay. I'll tell you something crazy I did, about 2 weeks ago, is I went into my WordPress and I was learning how to do this, all these website stuff, and it's a $1,500 website, we spent months on fixing it, and you know what I did? I deleted everything by accident, and I didn't even have a backup, okay? So I'll tell you, I was like, that's $1,500 down the drain, oh, alhamdulillah, and I just restarted, just got back up, and I had to restart things, I had to relook for things, I had to rewrite things. I mean, it's not as good as it was, but it is what it is, you just got to keep going at it, and that's life. So alhamdulillah, you know, don't worry, you're going to slip and you're going to fall many a time, but that's okay. Okay, yeah, you would lose consistency, but the thing is, depending on how important each one is, it just depends on how important each one is, you know? I'll tell you, when I'm taking my Quran class, my 30 minutes of Quran class, it's extremely hard at times because either the baby's crying, the kids are yelling something. I mean, I'm not 100% focused in my Quran class, but you know, every day I know I'm getting ahead. Every day I know I'm trying. I might not be there 100% there, but I'm there at 75%. And the whole point is at least I'm doing it and I'm moving. It's like exercises. You might not be there 100% exercising that full 30 minutes, but even if you did a good 20 minutes out of the 30 and walked the last 10, you did better than yesterday, right? At least you're doing it. And so that's kind of how I look at it. You do it, you do your best, and just ask Allah to make it better for you, inshallah. Salam, I didn't know that. Inshallah, it's going to be recorded, inshallah. If you, inshallah, Sister Zohar, when you listen to this, I talk about the activity grid and all that, and inshallah, it'll help you understand it. How do you make time for everything, inshallah? That'll be definitely in this talk, inshallah. Wa yaakum, alaykum as-salam. Yeah, many men don't like the plants. I think Sister Heather, one of the best ways to get him on board is by showing him, inshallah, if you plan, you are more productive and you get more done. But obviously by showing him results versus talk. So, you know, showing him the different types of results that you've done and you've achieved by being able to plan, and you just kind of talk about it. And also by showing other people's achievements by their planning. Inshallah, he might slowly start getting to the idea, and it might make him, it takes time to change. It might slowly start opening his mind to understand and get at a different level. It might not happen overnight, but at least he'll start having that in the back of his mind, inshallah. And if you continuously talk about it here and there without forcefully, by giving examples and kind of go, wow, mashallah, look, these people did this and they planned this, and mashallah, that was a great fundraiser. Wasn't that great? It was planned so well. It was organized, mashallah. And by giving these kind of examples, it might help open his mind to it. Yes, well, Sister Amina, mashallah, your homeschooling is very motivating to me, mashallah, cooking their food and taking care of them. I have to say, for all the moms out there, and depending on how many kids you have and stuff, sometimes your life does take a little bit of a back burner compared to everything else because of your children. And that really, you're sacrificing that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do that, it is hard. It's not easy. You know, I have to tell you, my biggest thing has been this last year is obviously I've been wanting to really lose weight, but I'm not, because I'm nursing my baby, and obviously I have to eat and drink constantly in order to produce milk. And so, you know, I'm motivated, but I can't do it. And so because, you know, I have a sacrifice for the baby. And so what I'm trying to say to you is, you're sacrificing your life right now for your children, inshallah, ta'ala, and inshallah, it's going to pay off big. And within just a simple few years, they're going to start doing more on their own, and you're going to have that time for yourself, inshallah. And sometimes it feels like, you know, you want to do more, but you have to remember that, you know, Allah never gives you more than you can handle. Mashallah, 5 children by yourself, all of this, that's an accomplishment on its own, mashallah. So I think you're doing a wonderful job, sister. I don't think you need to be too worried, mashallah, you're doing good. And it's going to take some time. Like I said, once they get a little bit on their own and they start doing more stuff on their own, then inshallah, you will be able to have much more time. How do you deal with worrying too much about the future? By having a plan, Sister Rahima. By having a plan for your life and kind of organizing it, and then putting the whole thing on Allah and saying, Ya Rabbi, it's up to you. Like, you know, there's so many stuff I want to do, and I'm saying, Ya Rabbi, the results are up to you. I'm doing this. Now, if the outcome doesn't come out the right way, I'm like, that's because Allah didn't want that outcome. I put in my efforts, I put in my time, and if the outcome did not come out that way, that's because that's the outcome Allah had planned for me. So you do your best, and obviously let Allah take care of the rest. You know, with the book cover I wrote, you do your best and let the Creator take care of the rest. And that'll help you stop worrying because you know that it's Allah that controls everything. All you can do is your best. That's it. Yeah, sometimes that's true. This is a fear. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, Sister Heather, you need to be realistic. Don't be unrealistic. Don't say, I'm going to work out for 2 hours. You know, realistic would be, okay, I'm going to work out for 20 minutes, inshallah. Right, okay? Don't be, like, unrealistic, because time is going to make you totally, totally stop doing what you're doing, and it's going to make you quit. So I definitely say coming back to realistic is good, mashallah. Like, wa yakum. Inshallah, this is the highest. Yeah, getting started. Obviously, you know, you need to be motivated, Sister Amir. Maybe having, you know, depending on what size that everyone wants to be, but maybe if you want to be a size 6 and not a abaya, you want to have the medium abaya instead of the extra large, and so you put that beautiful medium abaya and say, mashallah, one day I'm going to wear this abaya and it's going to be loose on me. And so you get all this, but you know, having that, I need to put my time here so much. Yeah, you just need to have something to motivate you a little bit, and having, or maybe having, you know, another thing I would say for the sisters who want to lose weight, if maybe if we had like an event, you know, like this once a year event, and everyone's going to meet up and they're going to all come and they're going to save their money. And let's just say we have this big sisters, you know, weekend at a hotel, and we're all having fun and we're going to have these classes and all this stuff, and everyone's coming. And but the catch is everyone has to have lost at least 20 pounds. Everyone, if you did not lose your 20 pounds, you cannot come to the event. You know, like if you put together something like that, it motivates all the sisters because they want to come, they want to meet each other, they want to see each other. And now, guess what they have to do? They have to lose 20 pounds. See, there's always something to motivate you. You just got to be, how should I say, you got to be creative. You're welcome, no problem. Making sense? That would be actually something cool to do. Put it together like an event like that. All right, any last questions before we get going, inshallah? Alhamdulillah. No problem, you're welcome. I was just going to let you guys know one thing really quick. I am going to be doing Dr. Bilal's leadership classes, and it's for sisters only. It's these 12 classes. It's going to be once a month for the next 12 months, and it starts in March, I think March 25th, inshallah. And it's really going to be this whole course on how you can become leaders and in everything that you're doing, how you can become successful at it. And if any of your sisters are interested, I'm just going to put in the website so you get to be part of it. It's going to be, I think, like a three-hour thing they have. Hold on. Let me actually just copy and paste the link. But it's going to be like an hour and a half, and then it's going to have Q&A, and it's really going to be a cool bonding moment, and it's going to be all those people who are with me in it. It's going to be a whole new level, inshallah, where I take them and how I teach my whole leadership thing. And I think what we tend to do is we don't tend to think we're leaders, and we don't tend to put enough emphasis on how we can be a leader and what we're doing, and so therefore we kind of just continue life again on a daily basis. Really quick. There we go. Bismillah. Copy and paste. Sorry, sister. All of a sudden my computer is going a little slow. Bismillah. I sent you guys the link. So if anyone's interested in being part of this, it would be awesome, inshallah, because it is definitely something I'm doing there, inshallah. And like I said, I definitely think it's useful, and there can be so much for us to learn from it. As Sister Amira said, and one of the things I'd recommend for everyone who does come to the classes here at the Sisters of Sunnah, I mean, if you guys can, there's always, you know, I know that they can always use any kind of donations, any kind of volunteer help, anything they can get, and I highly recommend it. I mean, even if you can give them a couple hours a week, it would be awesome, because sometimes we don't realize it, but these programs are run by people who are donating their time and their efforts and their own money. So inshallah, if you guys can and you have the time, feel free to help out at any time, because obviously you guys see the benefits of it, inshallah. Other than that, if there's no more questions, then inshallah I will get going so we can all get ready for Maghrib Salah, inshallah.